The open house is an opportunity for people to come in and meet the city commissioners, meet city partners. Also, they can see the departments, the displays, and it's an opportunity for the public to ask questions. You know, any question that they've been kind of wondering about, we have a city financial statement there that they can just, it's very handy. They can pick it up from the finance department, and they can take that with them and kind of get a glimpse of the city finances and the state of those.
Where would an idea like this come from? Because this doesn't seem like a normal activity for a municipality to just open up the doors and say, here we are.
Right. Well, you know, we've had a new administration in the past few years, and with new administration or new people come new ideas, which is a good thing. And so basically the administration wants the city of Marquette to be visible and open to the public. So we want to be open. So we want people to come in and have open doors and see things, ask questions. We're going to have some fun things there too.
Yeah, I figured that you would be looking at, you know, other successful programs and activities for folks, because it's not just the budgets and whatnot. It's more than that.
Yes, it is more than that. And actually this year, too, we've tried to plan a few more things for families. So if people, you know, we don't want to feel like just maybe the adults feel like they should come, but whole families can come. The YMCA is going to have a couple Zumba classes going, so you can come and try out your Zumba wand.
I've tried that once before. That was enough. Once
Have
was
you?
Enough.
I'm yeah. impressed with that. He's I'm very it. Impressed with that.
Yes,
so
I did try it. It was
try quite, is the quite, operative try. Word, but he did try it.
And there was cameras too. So
it's
I
good
don't
to
know.
Try. We won't go there right now. But Zumba, yeah. You know, you shake it up a little bit with Zumba. They are going to have a little kids class, so kids can feel free to try the Zumba. And then they're going to have an adults class. The Children's Museum is coming, and they are going to have kind of a Valentine's craft set up for the kids. And the fire department should be having kids register for a bike, maybe to win a bike or two.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned some of the departments. Who are some of the displays and things that people can take in and maybe learn a little bit about?
Well, some of the city departments, you know, we've got community services, we've got wastewater treatment, finance, we've got the Department of Public Works, engineering, you know, we've got a whole array of departments. Within community services, we have senior services, arts and culture, parks and rec within that one. So also some of our partners that are going to be there would be MBLP, the Peter White Public Library, Superior Watershed, the DDA will be there. In fact, they're putting together a really lovely gift basket that people can register to win. They're going to get a passport when they come through the door. And if they visit 10 booths and we sign off on their passport, then they can register to win a lovely gift basket.